AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Department of Homeland Security pauses its disinformation governance board over the uproar and subsequent disinformation being spread about the project. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
It was never about censorship, policing speech, or removing content from anywhere.
Jean-Pierre adding Homeland Security's effort to offset and stop online disinformation internally and from abroad has been ongoing and will continue.
The departments work across several administrations to address disinformation that threatens the security of our country is critical, and that will indeed continue.
Republicans have been hammering at the board since its inception, calling it Orwellian and a terrible idea. President Biden invokes the Defense Protection Act to speed production of infant formula. He also authorized the use of commercial aircraft to import supply from overseas as he works to end a shortage caused by the safety-related closure of the country's largest formula manufacturing plant. Supplies of baby formula across the country have been severely curtailed in recent weeks after a February recall by Abbott Nutrition exacerbated supply chain disruptions among formula makers, leaving fewer options on store shelves. Another member of President Biden's cabinet tests positive for the coronavirus.
His spokeswoman says Health Secretary Javier Becerra tested positive while visiting Germany for a meeting of health ministers from the group of seven nations. He's fully vaccinated, was experiencing mild symptoms, and plans to work in isolation. Becerra was last at the White House last Thursday. He's not considered a close contact of President Biden. The meeting Becerra was at focused on drawing lessons from the pandemic. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Vice President Kamala Harris have also been infected. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Biden's daughter Ashley Biden has dropped out of a trip to Latin America with her mother, First Lady Jill Biden, after testing positive for the coronavirus. This is AP News. A former Minneapolis police officer pleads guilty to a state charge of aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter in the killing of George Floyd. AP Steve Karnowski reports Thomas Lane worked out a plea agreement.
In pleading guilty to the less serious charge of aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter, that means he would face a recommended sentence under the state sentencing guidelines of about 4 years. However, as part of the plea deal, both the prosecution and the defense agreed that the sentence should be 3 years.
Lane and former officers J. Alexander King and Tu Tao have already been convicted on federal counts of willfully violating Floyd's rights. They have yet to be sentenced on that case. Rookie of the Year Scotty Barnes, Cleveland forward Evan Mobley, and Detroit guard Cade Cunningham unanimously voted to the NBA All-Rookie First Team. Orlando's Franz Wagner and Houston's Jalen Green were the other players chosen for the first team by a panel of 100 sports writers and broadcasters. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.